Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 19th of December, 2019. It is the 353rd day of the year. 12 days remain till the end of the year, 2 days until winter begins. Winter solstice appears in the Northern Hemisphere at 8:19 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st of December. 75 days until the California primaries and 320 days until the presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:21. The sun sets at 4:54 this evening. We have 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 12:07. First high tide just now at 5:47. The next high tide at 5:28 tonight. The first low tide at 11:47 this morning. And the final low tide at the Golden Gate rolls in at 11:25 tonight. The moon is currently 46.1% visible. It is the third quarter moon. We'll have a new moon on Christmas Day. Today is Holly Day. Look for an evergreen day, hard candy day, oatmeal muffin day. It's also Goa Liberation Day and National Heroes and Heroines Day in Anguilla. On this day in history in 1776, Thomas Paine publishes one of a series of pamphlets in the Pennsylvania Journal entitled The American Crisis. 1932, the BBC World Service begins broadcasting as the BBC Empire Service, and Bill Clinton is impeached on this day in 1998. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Carter G. Woodson, Martin Luther King Sr., Leonid Brezhnev, Jean Genet, Edith Piaf, Professor Longhair, David Susskind, Cicely Tyson, Lola Hendricks, Phil Oakes, Maurice White, Cornell Dupree, Tim Reed, Steve Terrell, Mo Williams, and Ronan Farrow. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 5:51. It's 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. Wow, the holiday roasted turkey with gravy and sweet mashed yams. Also, the mac and cheesy sweet mashed yams, the buffalo chicken wrap, and the seasoned green beans. That's just the elementary schools. The middle and high schoolers can also have the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamal and refried beans, the plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco's schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. BART fares are going up at the start of the new year. BART is raising what we pay to ride based on inflation and has so every other year since 2003. The BART board has decided back in June that they plan to charge more over the course of the next decade. Two examples of the fare hike: if you take a train from downtown Berkeley from 19th Street Station in uptown Oakland, you'll pay only 10 cents more, up to $2.10. However, if you journey from Antioch to Montgomery Street Station, that'll cost you $7.90, which is 40 cents more than was paid before. BART depends on passenger fares and not government funding as its main income source. BART hopes with the fare increase to buy new trains and improve the system. That story came to me by East Bay Times. Uber will establish a $4.4 billion fund to help their employees who've experienced sexual harassment while working for Uber. That was the settlement after an investigation by the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2017, the former Uber engineer reported in great detail the harassment she experienced in a widely shared blog post. The Federal Commission found reasonable cause to believe the San Francisco-based ride-sharing company, quote, permitted a culture of sexual harassment and retaliation against individuals who complained about such harassment. Uber received this month. Uber revealed this month that over 3,000 sexual assaults were reported in the United States on U.S. rides in 2018. Two Contra Costa cities are looking for solutions to make it easier to build affordable in-law units. State law may make it easier for cities to open up more affordable housing in the form of in-law units or granny flats. The official term is ADUs or accessory dwelling units. It's hard to afford a home in the Bay Area. One solution, homeowners can convert a garage into a living unit that can be rented out, making money for the homeowner and providing a smaller and cheaper unit to a renter. The two cities, Pleasant Hill and Walnut Creek, are passing urgency ordinances for small housing rentals this week. That story came to me from KGO. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.